Part 1. Hell. Canto 1. Dante, astray in a wood, reaches the foot of a hill which he begins to ascend. He is hindered by three beasts. He turns back and is met by Virgil, who proposes to guide him into the eternal world. Midway upon the road of our life, I found myself within a dark wood, for the right way had been missed. Ah, how hard a thing it is to tell what this wild and rough and dense wood was, which in thought renews the fear. So bitter is it that death is little more. But in order to treat of the good that there I found, I will tell of the other things that I have seen there. I cannot well recount how I entered it, so full was I of slumber at that point where I abandoned the true way. But after I had arrived at the foot of a hill, where that valley ended which had pierced my heart with fear, I looked on high, and saw its shoulders clothed already with the rays of the planet that leadeth men aright along every path. Then was the fear a little quieted, which in the lake of my heart had lasted through the night that I passed so piteously. And even as one who with spent breath, issued out of the sea upon the shore, turns to the perilous water and gazes, so did my soul, which still was flying, turn back to look again upon the pass which never had a living person left. After I had rested a little my weary body, I took my way again along the desert slope, so that the firm foot was always the lower, and ho! Almost at the beginning of the steep, a she-leopard, light and very nimble, which was covered with a spotted coat. And she did not move from before my face. Nay, rather hindered so my road that to return I oftentimes had turned. The time was at the beginning of the morning, and the sun was mounting upward with those stars that were with him when love divine first set in motion those beautiful things, so that the hour of the time and the sweet season were occasion of good hope to me concerning that wild beast with the dappled skin. But not so that the sight which appeared to me of a lion did not give me fear. He seemed to be coming against me, with head high and with ravening hunger, so that it seemed that the air was affrighted at him. And a she-wolf, who with all craving seemed laden in her meagerness, and already had made many folk to live forlorn. She caused me so much heaviness, with the fear that came from sight of her, that I lost hope of the height. And such as he who gaineth willingly, and the time arrives that makes him lose, who in all his thoughts weeps and is sad. Such made me the beast without repose that, coming on against me, little by little was pushing me back thither where the sun is silent. While I was falling back to the low place, before mine eyes appeared one who through long silence seemed hoarse. When I saw him in the great desert, "Have pity on me," I cried to him, "whatso thou art, or shade, or real man." He answered me, "Not man. Man once I was, and my parents were Lombards and Mantuans, my country both. I was born sub Julio, though late, and I lived at Rome under the good Augustus, in the time of the false and lying gods. Poet was I, and sang of that just son of Anchises, who came from Troy after proud Ilion had been burned. But thou... why returnest thou to so great annoy? Why dost thou not ascend the delectable mountain, which is the source and cause of every joy? Art thou then that Virgil and that fount which poureth forth so large a stream of speech?" replied I to him with bashful front. "O honor and light of the other poem, I may the long seal avail me, and the great love which have made me search thy volume. Thou art my master and my author. Thou alone art he from whom I took the fair style that hath done me honor. Behold the beast, because of which I turned. Help me against her famous sage, for she makes any veins and pulses